It was a great sale in Minnewaka, Nevada from Superior Livestock Auction. We have a market report, plus new ways to market Red Angus sired calves. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com. New listings and sale reports and updates as we speak. Superior Livestock Productions and Superior Livestock Auctions. Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro. The American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. Let's get into these really, really, really great cattle prices. Those of you that consigned to the Video Royale sale by Superior Livestock Auction, congratulations. I can say that with all the confidence in the world that you were completely satisfied with the prices that you received. You know, it's kind of common for those of us in the cattle business to say, when we're talking with other people about the prices that we got for selling calves, saying something like, well, I would have liked to get a bit more. I'm guilty of that. Well, take the cash and run, boys, me included. Let's recap the Video Royale. All of the sale reports and upcoming sale information is available at SuperiorLivestock.com and RanchChannel.com. Sale reports are broken apart by region, steers, and heifers, of course. Now, Jim and Mary Davis have been ramrodding the Video Royale sale since its inception about 34 years ago. Every single darn one of them. And this one, well, as we have said, was just absolutely awesome. Jim, welcome to the show, and thanks for stopping the celebration, if you will, just to visit with us a little bit. Jim, you and Mary have been behind the scenes for 34 years now, putting on the sale and organizing the sale, orchestrating the sale. You are also Superior Livestock reps yourselves. So without further ado, let's jump into a sale report, shall we?
I can give you a few prices.
Sure.
If you want.
Absolutely.
Well, Sierra Valley Ranch out of Sierra Valley, California. Anyway, Eric Rowan's the owner. He had some 720-pound steers, and they bring 391 at 720. And they're in California. That's 50 miles west of Reno. And anyway, and then their 860 weight steers brought 349. And their 975 weight steers brought 311. Yeah, Bracket Livestock, 183 steers. They're out of Rogerson, Idaho. They brought 369, weighed 780. The 840s bring 350, the steers. And those are some of the high ones. Here's Jack and Carrie Joyce out of Juicy, Oregon. 80 steers, weighed 750. They brought 376. Anyway, I'm just going through it. Sierra Valley Ranch again, 330 heifers weighing 750. They brought 343. And the 660 weight heifer, Sierra Valley Ranch, they brought 367. Anyway, and then on calves and stuff, Bracket Livestock out of Rogerson, Idaho, had some 400-pound steers coming in December. They brought 557.50.
Holy smokes.
I know. It's just unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, everybody was extremely, extremely happy.
Well, Jim, let's talk a little bit about this cow herd retention. And as I have mentioned many times, and you know, I've said, by golly, when you've got these types of prices, and everybody's situation is different and their financial situation is different. But when you've got these kind of prices, and I immediately have to look at the obvious and say, if we can take cash in hand, we can reduce our inventory from our store, if you will, sell those heifers, turn it into cash, pay down debt. You know, I always emphasize that, of course. But then we got to look on the flip side, and that is about heifer retention. And there's been so many reports, and actually ones that just came out just recently on cow herd numbers, that any rebuilding that's done is being extremely slow, if there even is rebuilding being done. So is that what you saw in the Video Royale sale, that more and more producers, they're just dumping those heifers and turning them into cash, because it's kind of hard to turn those prices down?
Well, it's a lot of money, and good for them. You know, they work hard. But as far as retention on heifers, you know, I'm starting to see a little bit of it. And it's a long ways. It's going to take a long time, but I'm starting to see a few of my producers, not many. I can count them on my hand, but probably five or six of them, you know, starting to keep a few more heifers. And so, but it just, you know, maybe five or six, and that's out of quite a few of them. And so anyway, it's going to be interesting, and it's going to be a slow process. So the market should stay pretty good, you know, next few years. But anyway, starting to see a little bit of retention. So, you know, keeping a few more heifers, but not much.
You know, when it comes to the prices of, say, a bred heifer, of what should we pay for her? There's all kinds of different scenarios to that. But one just common one that we've all heard for many, many years is, okay, take the price of a steer calf, multiply it times two, and that's the price that you possibly could pay for those bred heifers, right? I mean, you're laughing. Yeah, I've heard that many times. So in terms of those bred heifers, and I know that roughly the range on them from the Video Royale was $475 up to $5,000. Can you believe it, Jim, that we're talking about commercial bred heifers bringing $5,000? I mean, holy smokes. I can't believe I'm even mentioning that. But if you use that scenario of that two times that steer calf, all of a sudden that $5,000 commercial bred starts to become kind of attractive in a way, when we're comparing that to should we keep heifers or not and turn them into cash. But when you can maybe purchase that bred for, let's say, $5,000 and turn around the following year, and we're hoping 2026 is going to be just as good, but sell that steer calf, you've got half of her paid for already in a year, gross-wise, in just the sale of that steer.
No, that's true. I mean, the bred heifer deal's coming on, and they had some pairs that also brought $5,000, and so they're kind of in that range. $3,700, I saw some bred heifers, and then they go on up from there. But anyway, yeah, it's hard. You know, if the interest rates would just come down a little, which they should be, but they're not, that would really help too. Because still, you got to pay 7.5% interest, and you know that does add up on a $5,000 pair or whatever.
Those guys that are still sitting on your hands, and you know where I'm going with this one too, where. You know, gosh, can we just get another nickel out of these calves? Can we get another dime? Can we get another quarter? Can we get another buck out of these calves? There's that temptation, Jim, when we're seeing where, oh, I'm glad we maybe didn't sell back in June because these prices went up a little bit more. What do you say to those guys when they're still, and I'm not going to say whether I'm one of them or not, but just sitting on your hands where you just haven't pulled that trigger yet to go and market those calves? What do you say to those guys?
Well, I wish them luck, and I wish them the best. And it's just, but we're here in Nevada, and you can play dice, and you're rolling the dice at this point, in my opinion. But my customers, first time in 34 years, every one of my customers was happy, and that's never happened. They were all happy.
Right.
And so it's really nice to see them make a little money and do good. But the next sale, I have no idea what's going to happen. And I just wish them the luck, because they'll be mostly Wyoming and Montana calves and, you know, Colorado, and wish them luck. So anyway, but I wish them luck, and whatever the market's going to be, it'll still be real good.
Jim Davis with Superior Livestock Auction, thank you for the market report. Again, all of these sale reports and upcoming sale information is available at superiorlivestock.com and ranchchannel.com. The deadlines for the Bighorn Classic from Superior Superior Livestock. They are closed, but you can watch the sale live August 18th through the 22nd on Dish Network Channel 997 or head to slatv.com. Next item, Beefmaster Breeders. Check out ISA Beefmaster's 64th Annual Bull Sale October 4th in San Angelo, Texas. Sale catalogs and sale videos will be posted on ranchchannel.com as soon as they are available. That is enough for the moment. We'll have more of the Ranch It Up Radio Show when we come back. The best way to raise beef on pasture, on crop residue, or in a dry lot, it's Westway Feed Products. Westway liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. Find your nearest rep by calling 800-800-7517 or head to westwayfeed.com on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok.
Should I sell heifers or keep some as replacements? That is a tough question, looking at the prices that these feeder heifers are bringing. Consider upgrading your cow herd, all while providing that extra shot of heterosis. Look no further than Gelby and Balancer Genetics. Discover the cow power with Gelby and Balancer. Gelby and Balancer. Smart, reliable, profitable. Gelby.org.
LivestockMarket.com offers all the tools you need for a successful production sale. The easy-to-use online platform makes it super easy to take bids from anywhere in the world. Buyers can place pre-bids and real-time bids, browse your sales catalog, and watch your sale broadcast live. LivestockMarket.com is also the ideal platform for private treaty sales and timed online-only auctions. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, horses, sheep, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
Cattle Battle.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. For those of you that have those Red Angus feeder calves, pay very close attention to this one. Some of you have used the feeder calf certification program before from the Red Angus Association of America. It was just a buck ahead to get those calves certified, and you would get, you know, those ear tags that said Red Angus on them. Now let's introduce the Angus Access Program from the Red Angus Association of America. Director of Communications Katie Martin joins us, sharing how Red Angus calves can qualify for the new Angus Access Program. Hey, Katie, thanks for jumping on the program with us. Let's first revisit the feeder calf certification program offered through the Red Angus Association of America.
The feeder calf certification program began in 1995, and it is actually the industry's first process verified program with the USDA for beef genetic age and source verification. And as you mentioned, our dangle tags were priced at 99 cents per head. In addition to the rebranding to better align the current program goals with the beef industry, we also are making a transition to EID tags only starting on January 1st of 2026. So after that date, we'll only be issuing EIDs as program compliant tags. We do have some producers that like the visual verification and identification that comes with that dangle tag. So we will be offering those alongside as an option with the purchase of the EID, but they will have to have an EID tag to be enrolled in Angus Access moving forward. That really aligns with the way that the industry is moving as well. There's increasing expectation from the packer and the feeder segments to have those EIDs in place upon receipt of those cattle. It works well in their systems. And so we're really trying to set our Red Angus commercial producers up for success by making sure that those EIDs are installed and making those cattle more competitive and more desirable to the buyers.
So if the feeder calf certification program was the first USDA program that certified those types of calves, if it was the first one out there, and obviously very successful because it's gone up all the way to this time, if it ain't broken, why fix it? Because now it's called Angus Access. How does this work? If everything was going good in the first place, why did we decide to change it and rebrand it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the longstanding history of the feeder calf certification program and the reason that it was originally created was to make sure that Red Angus cattle had a competitive edge in a market that, let's be honest, preferred black-hided calves. And I think that Red Angus as a breed has gotten to the point where now on the producer level, Red Angus cattle are recognized as having exceptional maternal traits as well as marbling characteristics. So they're desirable both on the ranch level as in terms of end product. And I think that buyers and feeders recognize that those cattle feed really well. They end up grading when they go to the packer. So the name change and the rebranding to Angus Access is a way to communicate with the retailer side that these cattle will fit into Angus brands. Red Angus cattle produce high quality Angus beef. And so this is really to connect with the retailer and the consumer side to make sure that they're understanding that this is a high quality beef product, because I think that the breed has grown so much in the last 30 years that is pretty well recognized amongst the beef industry. So we're really just trying to make a connection with the retailer and consumer side.
So what goes into having feeder calves qualify for Angus Access?
The age, source, and genetic verification can be done through a simple phone call into our value-added department. The gals will answer and ask a questionnaire of those producers that would like to enroll. It's a fairly concise enrollment process to some other value-added programs that are available in the industry. They'll then issue the tags after that questionnaire and the verification process is complete. And you put those in your cattle and you get a certificate of compliance from our office. It's a pretty straightforward process.
So if I have Hereford cows and I'm running Red Angus bulls, do those calves qualify? Or if I've got Gelvie cows and I've got Red Angus bulls on them, or the other way around, if I've got Red Angus cows and say I'm putting Charolais bulls on them or something like that, do those calves qualify for the program, those half-bloods?
Another good question. So the genetic verification side is 50% Red Angus genetics that we're verifying they are. So your question about like running a Hereford cow herd with Red Angus bulls, those cows would qualify as long as those bulls are registered. We do have to have some registered parentage in the system so that we can, of course, verify that the genetics are actually Red Angus. So that's just the requirement, is that they have one parent essentially that is a registered Red Angus animal.
So let's look at where we are in current date. Some of the video sales have been going on from various different companies. Bell ringers all the way around. I mean, if it's got four legs and goes moo, you're doing all right, is, you know, an understatement. And we're getting kind of closer to that big fall run where those guys are maybe marketing directly to a feed yard, or they're using their sale barn for a price discovery, whatever the case is. So is this program ready to roll, that if I've got feeder calves that I have not consigned, that I maybe don't know what I'm going to do with, or whatever the case is, can I start using this program now, is my first question. And then spinning off of that is, our buyers in the stands, are they aware of the name change to Angus Access?
Yes, the program is 100% ready to roll, which is an advantage of simply rebranding from a previously existing program. So in order to make that transition smooth for our current tag customers, we will be honoring previously purchased tags through mid-year 2027. So the tag visually is going to change. Right now, you know, the dangle tags that we are offering until January 1st, say Red Angus at the bottom. Once that transition happens to the EIDs, the dangle tag will have a different look. As I mentioned, that's an optional option. The EIDs will essentially look the same. But as far as the way that the verification process happens, and the tags that are already installed in calves' ears, like you said, the fall run is coming up. Those calves are already tagged and they are still enrolled in the program. The program does have a different name. And of course, we're making every effort to make sure that the buyers are aware of that name change and understand, you know, the value behind it, and that everything in terms of processes will remain the same.
Now, you know that I am all for certification and verification programs. And there's a lot out there in different ways. and I'm all for anything that adds value to your product, whatever that is, you know, whatever advantage that we can maybe have over another protein source, whatever that is, or another batch of calves, anything that we can do, I'm absolutely for, because I love having options. So do you have, Katie, any kind of data, since you're the longest program out there, do you have some data that says, you know what, these calves that in the past were enrolled in the feeder calf certification program, that they commanded X amount of premiums? Now, you can't guarantee that today, and certainly not in the future, but do you have any kind of data that says, hey, these cattle that did X, Y, and Z, or that were certified this way, they actually got this much of a premium?
Great question. We had some data actually based on Superior Livestock Auction summer video sales in the past. And when we had the data, the date range was from 2013 to 2018. But at that time, the advantage for a calf that was enrolled in what was the feeder calf certification program at the time compared to a Red Angus calf that was not enrolled in that program was actually $2.98 per hundredweight. We're looking to get some more updated premium data. I know that's a few years old, but that was, you know, the most recent data set we had, which obviously that's a strong premium with today's cattle market being as strong as it is. You know, it certainly could be more than that now. But that was the last hard data that we had access to.
Katie Martin with the Red Angus Association of America, thank you so much. If you have questions about Angus Access, the certification program, you can email directly tag@redangus.org or head to redangus.org to find out more information about the rebrand or any of the other Red Angus programs. Any advantage in the marketplace, just keep thinking that one. Crew, it's time for a break, so do not touch that dial. The Ranch It Up radio show will be back. Keep it parked.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997 and online at sla-tv.com. Sale results, deadlines, and upcoming sale information available at superiorlivestock.com and ranchchannel.com. Selling cattle the superior way.
RanchChannel.com, bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
Attention, cattle producers. Boost your herd's trace mineral status with Axiota Animal Health's Multi-Min 90. This injectable solution delivers essential trace minerals known to support cattle health and reproduction. Don't settle for less when it comes to your herd health. Trust Axiota Animal Health to keep your cattle in prime condition. Visit your local supplier or veterinarian to learn more about Multi-Min 90. Multi-Min 90, because healthy cattle mean a healthy bottom line. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up radio show. It is that time in the program. We check in with my amigo, Kirk Donsbach from StoneX Financial Incorporated. We recap the markets from the previous week, kind of get maybe a little idea of what may be coming down the pike. So, Kirk, what do you got for us for numbers, buddy?
Well, good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. Man, we had some fireworks when the funds decided to take profit on Thursday. Obviously had a lot of profit to take in, so it wasn't overly surprising. As far as the numbers go, as of Friday, August 1st, August feeders closed the week at 334.40. That's up 245 on the week. Obviously, we were much higher than that before Thursday. The CME feeder index was up 655 at 335.89. Important note, cash did not even blink in the face of the aggressive move lower in futures. That all left the basis versus August futures as a positive 149. August live cow closed the week at 230. That's up 345 on the week, with cash trading 235 early and then having to move to 236 late to get enough cattle bought in the south. The north traded 245 early, moving to 247. All that left the five area weighted average up $11.19 at 242.69. and the basis versus August futures at a positive $12.69. With cash strengthening in the face of the very bearish futures, that basis is very likely too wide, especially as we move into expiration. Choice boxes were down 346 at 363.22. That is the one concerning note in the report this week. Weekly slaughter was 535,000 head. That's down 14,000 from last week and 58,000 head lower in the same week last year. Dress weights declined 1 pound to 865 pounds. That's 9 pounds above the same week last year. The combined left yearly slaughter down 0.1% at 3.5% less than the same week last year. To wrap this all up, September corn closed the week at 389 and three quarters. That's down 9 3/4 on the week. Chart weakness remains as the funds remain short and in control of the market. It's our opinion that the excessive rain and disease issues you're hearing on the news will not be consequential until harvest starts.
Open cows. How can we manage them more profitably? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. John Biermacher and I had a conversation about how to do just that. Here's a little taste of what we talk about.
There are enterprises, full-blown enterprises, that ranchers are using their scarce resources to actually go up and buy. They're buying truckload lots at a time of call cows, and they're using their scarce resources not to produce calves, but they're taking opens and they're feeding them. And typically an open cow will have what we call yellow fat. And through that corn finishing, that energy finishing process, we turn that fat to white. Most consumers prefer the flavor of the white fat versus yellow. They're calling them white cows, and then they're selling truckload lots to the packers, and they can get pretty good premiums for those as an enterprise.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Jim Davis for the market report of the Video Royale sale, Katie Martin with the Red Angus Association of America, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, and Shay Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations. And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and text 24/7 and leave a message if you want at 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.